scared, and tired. Some refugees from Hurricane Harvey recently arrived in our region, hoping to find new homes and new lives. 60 dogs that were moved from shelters in Texas as the storm approached arrived in New York this week as part of an evacuation effort which included the Hudson Valley Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Heather Halleck Booker, a board member of the Hudson Valley SPCA, says those animals faced being euthanized before they headed north.
Basically, there's a fairly high rate of euthanasia across shelters throughout the South, including in Texas. And so these transport organizations exist, and it's usually individuals or sometimes groups of rescue groups who do transports, taking animals from shelters and bringing them up to the Northeast, whether it's to our area, it could be up to Maine, whatever the case might be. In our particular case, we were working with an organization called Brother Wolf out of North Carolina. Brother Wolf acted as sort of a central communication point between a couple of organizations down in Texas and Louisiana, as well as with ourselves and some other shelters in our area. And the animals were taken from Texas to North Carolina via a couple of transports on that leg. And then Brother Wolf did the 12 to 13-hour drive to get them up to our area.
And what happens after they arrive there?
We're going to have to evaluate all of their conditions. You know, certainly this has been a traumatic ordeal. You know, they have basically been shuffled from place to place. This effort to bring dogs over started on Friday of last week. They finally got on a transport to go to North Carolina Sunday. So we are going to have to evaluate everybody's condition. Check to make sure they're healthy, they're stable, et cetera, et cetera. So more than anything, they're going to need time to settle in and relax, decompress. Anybody who needs medical care is certainly going to receive that. In some cases, we have animals that could need more extensive care than others. So, for example, on the transport, there are dogs who are heartworm positive, who have other medical issues, et cetera. So in some cases, those are going to be, you know, fairly expensive veterinary bills. Across the board, it's our understanding that everybody is going to need to be spayed or neutered, so that's definitely part of the process. And, of course, vaccinations and any other care. And then once we're sure everybody is comfortable and ready to go out to their families, to their new families, then we'll work on finding them new homes. But we've been very excited to see the public's response and receptivity to helping all these dogs.
For those who may wish to adopt when the time is right, who do they call?
Mm-hmm. We always list our animals on Pet Finder, which is a fantastic resource. And I know most of the shelters in the Hudson Valley and in the Northeast, at least, list animals that way. So that is a great resource. We are the Hudson Valley SPCA, and they're certainly welcome to reach out directly to us. And our website is hvspca.org.
Heather Halleck Booker is a board member with the Hudson Valley SPCA. Again, the organization's website is hvspca.org.